The laws of prayer. We're doing chapter 91, Hilchos Tefillah Tzadik Aleph. Now, earlier we said that when you're going to daven, you got to prepare yourself the place that you daven, and also it says that your garments you have to wear, prepare yourself for the davening. So, over here, this thing is saying that Sheyazir Mosnov, that you should gird your hips. V'yichaser Roishe Bishas Tefillah. It basically means to wear a belt around you. Now you'll see, Chassidim wear a gartel. They wear a outside, yeah, but a belt like outside. But technically, you can get away. Those don't wear a belt get away with a belt on their pants. But you do need some belt. So here we're talking about that a person should gird himself, and in addition, v'chaser roisha, you also have to cover your head during the time of the davening. We'll see soon, there are six chapters. Technically, even though we always wear the yarmulke now to accept the yoke of the heaven, it would not be a mandatory thing halachically, technically, and you find some people that are lenient and they don't do that, but certainly it's proper to do that, but certainly when you come to davening, you have to cover your head. Let's do the inside. Subsection 1, in chapter 91. Begodov Keitzad. What does it mean that your garments should be? What kind of garments do you need? So he says, it goes without saying, that your private places should be covered. That goes without saying when you're davening. And we had it before also by the laws of Shema. So that your heart doesn't see your erva. Elo, afilu im hoiso talis chagura loy al mosnov. Even if you had a garment which is girded on your hips, lechasoiso im mosnov ulamato, so that it covers you starting from your hips down, but your top is open. So it turns out that with the garment, he is interrupting, it's on his hips, so that your heart doesn't see the erva because there's a cover, as we learned earlier by the laws of Shema. But you're not allowed to daven until you cover your heart, because of what was explained in the section 74 over there in Siv Zayin. It talks about when you're praying, as explained over there. So he says like this, but v'im loy kisa es liboy, if he did not, after the fact, he didn't cover, oy shenenas, or for some reason, he doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have anything to cover with himself. Since your erva is covered, and you davened, then you are fulfilled your obligation. So he says, to begin with, you need to do that, but in a case where you didn't do it, you don't have to daven again. Sometimes we'll see, if you davened in a place where you weren't supposed to daven, then that davening doesn't count. You have to go ahead and do it again. But this does not consider that to an extent that you have to do it again, although, and to begin with, you have to cover yourself.
Did you say Yotzer at the end of that sentence?
Yotzer.
Yotzer, which means?
Fulfill his obligation. Remember the Yotzer, lo Yotzer? The subsection base 2, subsection 2. Tzorich lazer ezer bishas atfila. He says, during the davening, a person should wrap himself with a belt, with a gartel. Afilu im yesh loy avnet. That's talking about even if he already has a belt. She'ein liba yidroya sarva. So in addition to the belt that you have, so that means that your heart doesn't see your erva, mishum shenemar. The verse in Amos Perik Dalet Yud Beis, it says, prepare yourself for your God of Israel, the God of Israel. I mean, you gotta do something special. So you gotta, that girdle, that putting the belt around yourself is considered a preparation before Hashem. Avol b'shar brachos. But it's interesting, you realize that even in Chabad, which the men wear a girdle, but it's only after the marriage. They don't do that. You know, Bachram do not wear a girdle, so it's not like everybody does that. In other communities, what?
In other groups, they
yes, do. Absolutely. Other groups, they do all the time. Abo b'shar bracha is, but as far as other blessings are considered, mutar levarich b'lei chagura, you're allowed to make a blessing even though you don't have this belt. Without the gartel, since you already have a belt in your pants, so you have a belt, provided you're not wearing suspenders, you're having a belt. And your heart doesn't see the erva because there is an interruption. The same thing would be true. Even if the person wasn't wearing pants, im begod of monochim mamish al bitnoi, if the garments are actually laying on your stomach, bechaytzitzim ben libe le'erva, and they provide a chatzitza between his heart and the erva. So he says, so what would that mean? That would mean, if he's wearing regular garments,
it's like a tunic almost.
Yeah, but the question is, how would that be a chatzitza?
It's like wearing a robe. You have to put the gavel on.
Yeah.
Right.
So it says here, like it says that. I mean, I'm assuming now that.
I don't know. Is that true?
What?
He said, "Is this because they didn't wear undergarments back then?"
No. Well, not only that, but that's possible too. But what I'm trying to think before we learn, if you should wear like a tuna, a long something like a long shirt that goes all the way down, right? But that would not be considered an interruption because under the shirt, there's no interruption between your upper part and your bottom part. That's right. But he's saying over here, well, if you have pants, we understand. So the pants are an interruption between the top and the bottom.
Even if you're not wearing a belt.
Even without wearing a belt, he says. But same thing. No, but with the pants, the assumption is that you have a belt over there. If you're wearing pants, you have a belt. But he says, even if you don't have belts, if your garments are actually laying on your stomach, I think what he's talking about is that you do have a separate top and a separate bottom, but your garments, so there is an interruption, because the fact that you have a cover for it, which is not the same cover for your heart, that's considered an interruption. That's a nechatzitza mit libel erva. But he could finally, but so the question, according to this, so far what we learned, it would seem that everybody would be required to wear a girdle. But he says, but a person who goes all day without a belt, ain't sorich lazer b'shas tefillah, doesn't have to gird himself to put around the belt during the time of the davening. So basically, it seems like that belt was considered like straighten yourself out, you know, tucking yourself in, being neat. So we're talking about people, they would build the belt, they would gather the material maybe around them, and that would be the way, that's why for the davening you would require that. But over here he's saying, one who goes all the day without a belt, so then he doesn't have to do it for the davening, because that's not something that he uses. As long as there is a chatzitza, it has to be still between the erev and his heart. Subsection 3, Gimel, Siv Gimel. Asur lahoitzi askara mipiv v'roish megula. It is prohibited to mention a name of God, mentioning any name of God, without having your head covered, with your head open, revealed. If your head is not covered, you're not allowed to say God's name. V'yesh emrim, and there's those that even say sheyesh limchoy, that we should protest sheloy likones lebnei haknesses begilu harish, not to enter a shul without having your head covered. You know, not going into the shul. So to protest means you have to stop somebody else. If you see somebody else, it's one thing for yourself, but even if you see somebody else going into shul, don't allow them to go into shul without covering their head. Umidas chasidus, but the measure of chasidus is shaloi leilich dalad ames begil harosh, never to walk four ames without a covering for your head, with your head uncovered. Even if not in the shul, anywhere, not to walk with a uncovered head, as written in chapter 2, and over there actually it says even less than Dalet Amos. Over here it says Dalet Amos, four Amos that you can't walk, but it says just any time. It's both in the Madura Kama, Madura Basra, both places. Now, he's talking subsection 4. Koivim hakluy mikash. If you have the hats that are woven from straws, so chashuvim kisui, that's considered a cover. I guess it's straw, maybe there's holes over there, but that's considered a cover. Avlanochas yode al roshi, but putting your hand on your head, eina chashuvim kisui, that's not considered a cover. We learned that by the laws of Shema as well. Because the hand and the body is one body, the hand and the head are one body. You can't cover yourself. You need something else to cover you. You cannot be covering yourself. But if another person is putting his hand on your head, yesh lahokil, then you can be lenient. Kivon Sherashal Mekil Lagamri. He brings down, this is unusual in the apprentices, bring down one of the rabbis, the Rashal, he is totally lenient. So, not sure. I think it's the Marshal, the Chochma Shloima, I think he's referring to. Now what does it mean he's Mekil Lagamri? Apparently, even covering with your own hand, maybe. So another person, we can be more lenient to allow for that, since there's a leniency. It's unusual for the Alter Rebbe to write a source for like that. He just doesn't usually do that. Okay, Siv Hay.
Can you cover your head with anything like a washcloth?
Yes, yes.
Handkerchief?
Yes. Napkin even. Subsection 5. Lo yomed odom bitfilo bapundosi. A person should not stand to daven with his apundosi. Apundosi is the old days, the way they would do. I mean, they have it actually today too. They have like, you put around, you have like your wallet that goes around your, what do they call them?
A money belt.
So that's what they used to do in the olden days. They used to have a belt, and inside there was a pouch in which they would put the money. That's considered, we learn like on the Temple Mount, we learn, the end of Brachas we're learning over there now, one is not allowed to go on there. It's considered a disrespect. So he said, you should not start daven with your pouch like that. That's not a respectful way. And also, v'loy b'raglayim megulim. Also not with feet that are not covered, revealed feet. Unless, he says, if it is the nature of the people in that place, that when they stand in front of important, great people, they don't stand but with shoes or boteraglayim, which means that hold the feet in boots or something like that. Which means that if the usual way, when you go to somebody important, you put on a pair of boots, you don't go with your sandals or with your feet, with shorts, then you can't do it for Hashem as well. That's the reason why in Israel you'll find It's a lot more lenient. In Israel, people will come into the shul with shorts and... open shorts, but certainly with sandals and... But not in America. I mean, not mostly, huh?
I see it here.
Well, they don't wear shorts. Over here, they wear up to their knees, over their knees. And, okay, but what you've seen people do here doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you should be doing.
Here. At least they're coming.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but it's not an evidence that they do. But the bottom line, the gauge is, what he's saying to you is, if you would have gone to, when you go for your job interview, right? Do you go with shorts? You don't go with shorts. If you don't go to shorts, your job interview, don't come to Shul Tashem with shorts, basically. I mean, that would be... Or when you're going in front of an important person, if you're going to visit the president, I don't think you're going to come with shorts to visit the president or without shoes, you know. In Israel, they might. In Israel, I've seen bar mitzvahs or weddings, they don't dress up, they don't put on no white shirt, no thing. They can come to a bar mitzvah, to anything, with shorts and slippers and with the jeans or polo shirts, they don't bother too much with the
material.
With the clothing, with the outside thing. In any event, okay.
When a specific person goes swimming, do they just wear a regular bathing suit?
Yeah. I mean,
the shorts, the long shorts, they don't wear
a so he says like this, if the nature of the person is not to stand but with shoes, then you have to wear covering for your feet. But if the nature is even in front of the great, they stand barefoot, like in the Arab countries, he says, so it is permissible to spray barefoot. He's not even talking about it here. Yet here he's talking about shoes. Now we're going to talk with Medinas Elu. Ein lispalel bebote shekayim shel pishtam. You're not allowed to daven with coverings for your hips and thighs made out of flax. He says you shouldn't even use that. Im lo yilbash aleim anpelois. If you do not put on top of them anpelois shekayim zokin, which are called socks. With zokin, with socks. Because it is embarrassing, it's degrading to stand in front of great people just with covering of made out of flax alone. And for sure, when they... when they just wear a sandal, which is called pantofel, it's called the pantofel shaikiv megula, which means the heel is revealed. In the olden days, they might have had just the front is to cover the back. So he says it's not proper to daven like that. Avo bampelois muter, but just with socks is permissible to daven. Let's follow. Av bloy bote shukayim. Even if you don't have covering your thighs, since he does have a belt to interrupt between his heart and the erva, or his garments are laying actually on his stomach, which means therefore the garment itself is the cover, is the interruption. So you can daven with socks, but you can't daven with sandals, according to, provided if it's knit. He talks about our countries, because we don't go with sandals to an important people. We put on shoes, so we should wear shoes when we're davening as well. Also, one should not wear during davening gloves. Like people who are walking on the road, gloves, you don't wear gloves, because that is the nature of people who are traveling. They're wearing gloves, but not in the shul, we don't wear gloves. Finally, Sivav, it says the Derech Chachamim v'Talmidehin, the way of the sages and their students is shelo yispalu elok sheim atufim. They shouldn't daven only when they're wrapped up. Here comes in the jacket, comes in here. You know, they're wrapped. And it was the tradition of the earlier sages. When there was peace in the world, I guess, peace in the world, meaning that they, first they can afford and things were normal then. So they would adorn themselves with beautiful clothing, and they would pray. They would pray beautiful clothing. Mishum, because of the verse of Hichain, as mentioned earlier, the verse from that one should be prepared before Hashem. Hichain lechras elekecha Yisrael. From Amos, it came, I think, from Amos Dalad Yud Beis. From Amos Dalad Yud Beis. So what does it mean? Prepare yourself. Hisna lefonov. Beautify yourself before Hashem. When you're coming to do a mitzvah, you're coming to daven, beautify yourself. Wear proper clothing, should be that. But at the time when things were, when God's anger, like things weren't well for the Jews, when there was things well, you adorned yourself. But the time of Hashem's anger, then they would stand like a servant in front of the master, who removes his nice garment from upon him, so that he shouldn't appear like an important person, you know.